All right. We're right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Today, my very special guest is Julie Wilkie. She is the assistant city manager here in Greenwood, and Gracie is getting to know you.
Yes, so sweet.
So sweet. Yeah, and she's looking at that little piece of candy you have there, Julie, so watch out. So, Julie Wilkie, welcome to the show here today.
Thank you.
It is, how long have you been working for the city?
3.5 years.
Wow.
Yeah,
time passes when you're having a good time, huh?
It sure does.
Absolutely. And it's really neat to have you on the radio to get to know you. I think a lot of people, we know Charlie. We've had Charlie on many times. So I think it's great to have you on to talk about what's coming up tomorrow at Live After Five. You know, Live After Five has been going on for how many years now, Julie?
Oh, wow. That's an excellent question. Way before my time.
Well, I think it's been, what, 5, 6, maybe, I don't know, but it's such a good program. Live After Five is so good. Gracie goes it out. It's such a good program because it doesn't cost you anything to go. You get great entertainment. And this time, you have a huge group coming to Greenwood. So what's the name of the group, Julie?
We do. The name of the band is the Royal Southern Brotherhood, mm-hmm. and they're out of New Orleans. And they got some big names tied to them. One of the lead vocalists is one of the Neville brothers. There's 4 Neville brothers. He's the youngest. And one of the other lead vocalists is Devin Allman, who is Greg Allman's son. So kind of exciting to have some big names in Greenwood this week.
And this is going to be a little bit of departure from some of the concerts that we've had, because this is more of a, how would you describe the band?
I would say they're sort of a blues southern rock combo. I've listened to a lot of their stuff, and I think it appeals across the board.
And this is a large band too, isn't it?
Five guys. Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. I think I saw one of the videos, and I think maybe they had some extra people jamming with them or
maybe
something.
So. 5 is still pretty, that's a pretty good band size. Yeah. So.
And you have changed up the time that you're actually doing this. It's going to start at 6.
That's right. It starts at 6 o'clock. We feel like that gives folks time to get off work, go home, change their clothes, settle up their kids if they want to get a babysitter.
Yeah, absolutely.
And come back out. So.
Sure. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's tomorrow night. It's 6 o'clock, so you're going to want to make sure you're there. During the show, sometime during the show, we are going to play one of their songs so you can kind of get an idea of the type of music they do. But it is an interesting combination of blues and rock put together in one band. Now, who are the sponsors, Julie?
This week's sponsor, we have co-sponsors. So we have Tinsley and Adams Law Firm and McDonald Patrick Law Firm. So we're excited about that. They've sponsored multiple years in a row, and I guess they see some benefit to the sponsorship, and I think they're excited about this band that they're sponsoring. So
sure. Now, you started out the season with Ruby Vele and the Soul Phonics.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So they were out of Atlanta. Those were a big draw. This is the Royal Southern Brotherhood coming up. Soul, rock, funk, and blues all wrapped up into one band. Some great background on the people that are in this band. So I certainly hope you're going to enjoy the show. But you know, Julie, since we've never had you on the show, we need to talk a little bit about you. Now, are you from Greenwood?
I am. I'm originally from Greenwood. I went to 96 High School, went to Lander. So I've been around for quite a while. Just had a birthday and turned 32.
And we wish you a happy birthday. When was your birthday, Julie?
April the 9th.
April the 9th. Okay, so that means your birthstone is diamond.
That's right. You cannot go wrong with that birthstone. My husband might disagree.
Well, that's great. So, but you grew up here in Greenwood. You went to 96. What a fabulous school they now have over at 96.
Yes, I enjoyed going to school there. It's small and small enough that you really form good bonds with, I'm still really close with lots of people that I went to high school with, and probably a lot of people can't say that. So it was a nice school to go to, for sure.
Yeah. And they've now ended
And
that.
Lander's small, too, which,
that's
like
that. That's where you went to college,
right? That's right. And then when I left Lander, I went to USC to get my master's degree, and I enjoyed that, too.
Well, Julie, when you were growing up, what did you want to be?
Oh, wow. I wanted to be lots of things. I wanted to be a geneticist, then I wanted to be a marine biologist, and then after doing some shadowing, I decided that those might be the two most boring jobs in all of the world. And then I wanted to be an archaeologist, but, that didn't pan out. So here I am. I wanted to be an attorney for a while. But I decided I was going to apply to the master's program at USC, and I was going to apply to law school at USC. And I got waitlisted for law school, and I decided that must have been a sign. So I got my master's in public administration, and here I am.
You know, you were telling me that a Lander professor told you that there's lots of lawyers out there, but that's right. Public administration might be something. And isn't that amazing how they could see something and say, you know, that might be the direction you should go.
That's right. Dr. Avey. He's not around anymore. I wish he was so I could tell him, hey, thanks for that nudge in the right direction. But I think there's a statistic that, you know, 85% of people don't work within their major. Mm-hmm. And so I can honestly say that I'm applying some things that I learned in school. Isn't it 15% of people that gets to do that? So, and
you chose political science because you wanted to be an attorney at that time? Is that why you chose it?
Or? And I hate math.
You hate math?
Yes. So you only had to take one math class as a political science major. And I wanted to be an attorney. It was a twofold decision.
This is kind of scary to think that attorneys only have to take one math class. Now that we think about it.
They have accountants probably that do that for them.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. All right. Maybe that's why they can't get those rates straight, right?
I think they keep that pretty straight.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. But anyways, I think you made a good choice.
You
went on to go down to USC, got the master's in public administration in 2005. And what did you do after you graduated?
When I graduated, I got married. Well, I got married actually right before I graduated, and then my husband's job relocated us. We went to Florence, and I worked for Florence County as a planner. Mm-hmm. Then we came back to Columbia, and I worked as a planner for Richland County until this job here in Greenwood came available. My husband and I thought it was just a great opportunity to come back home. He's also from 96, and so we have a lot of family here and a lot of support with our kids, so it's great to be back home.
Sure. Now, as a planner, what exactly do you do?
Well, planning is not the most glamorous job you could have. It's kind of boring. You do a lot of long...
Do you think you should have shadowed that job?
Yeah, I probably should have shadowed that one. It's a lot of long-range planning for how you want the town. Well, I worked for a county, so it's about how you want the county to grow in the future. You don't want, you know, huge neighborhoods popping up on the outskirts of town. Then you got to build all that infrastructure out there. So it's about planning the growth of your community so that it's not willy-nilly, for lack of a better term.
Sure. And what exactly do you do as assistant city manager here in Greenwood?
People ask me that a lot, and usually my go-to question is that I do whatever Charlie doesn't want to do.
Who is the city manager?
Correct.
Who's probably listening right now.
Well, that doesn't happen too often, but I'll tell you, a lot of what I do is project management. If you see, a lot of the streetscape projects that we do uptown, the facade projects that we've done recently, I manage those projects. I handle all of our insurance things. I'm sort of almost kind of a liaison to a lot of the other department heads. I assist all the other departments in any way that they might need me. I serve as the risk manager for the city, so I do safety training for our employees, and there's just a plethora of things that I'm heavily involved in events like the Festival of Flowers. I work closely with Elliser Holder on that, and the Festival of Discovery and Live After Five. I'm sure you've had Angie Jones previously on the show.
Sure.
She was our former uptown manager, and when she left the city back a while ago, there was a vacancy there for some time, and I filled in that position and learned a whole lot about what she did on a day-to-day basis, and so that got me really more involved in the event side of things, which I enjoy.
Sure. So you really could be the go-to person on a lot of things then for the city.
I think the assistant city manager position is kind of a catch-all. You know, it's that, you know, I do procurement, so it's just... I just fit in wherever I'm needed, and, you know, I take the lead in some things, and then I jump in other areas.
So as you're looking at Greenwood, what do you see futuristically? I mean, if you've got your fingers in all these pots now, Julie, what do you see?
Well, I mean, I think as we were talking earlier, you can see as you're riding through Greenwood, the growth that we're seeing, particularly on the retail side of things. We have all these new retail stores that have opened up. You have TJ Maxx and Michael's and Kohl's and Hobby Lobby and Ross. And I see more of that continuing because retailers, like, everyone wants a Target. Well, I can't say there's a Target coming to Greenwood, but I can say with pretty good certainty that they're watching these other stores and they're watching their sales and they're keeping their eye on Greenwood. I see more retail growth. Also in our uptown, I mean, there's been a lot of restaurant growth recently with Buffalo's. There's a new restaurant going into the old R3 catering space. We have a new wine and beer, specialty beer store that's opening up on Maxwell Avenue. So I think there's a lot of great things happening in Greenwood.
And you were telling me about the two restaurants. They should be open for the Festival of Discovery.
One is a restaurant, and then one is a wine and beer store. But yeah, they're both. Their aim is to be open before the Festival of Discovery, which is July 11th through the 13th.
And this is a city project, so I know Julie's heavily invested in this one. Hey, I'm Ann Eller right here with Julie Wilkie. She is Assistant City Manager. We are going to hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Gold, gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
All right, we're back here at Sharp Facets Gallery. I am here with Julie Wilkie, who is, of course, the Assistant City Manager. She wears many hats when she's working in Uptown Greenwood, and of course, that's a good thing. She is here. We're here to talk some more about what's happening with the concert schedule. I tell you what, you've gone in a little bit different direction this year, Yes. And you want to appeal to, I guess we should say, a wider audience.
Of course, yeah. I think we have a great connection. Landers campus is so close to us, but we don't see a lot of influx of students and also the, 25 to 40 crowd. You don't see a whole lot of attendance from that crowd at the Live After Five. So we want to reach out to that group and try to get them to come as well. We want our regulars to stick around too. We hope that everyone's going to see that we're making an effort to try to incorporate different kinds of music. We want to have a diverse schedule to appeal to a diverse crowd.
Well, one of the things about music, if you don't ever listen to it, you don't ever know whether you might like it.
That's right.
So, that's the one great thing about music is to experience different music. And, of course, one of the things that I always tell people, it's a great opportunity to call up a friend and go uptown when they're having a concert, bring a chair, or just walk around and enjoy it. They have, I call it the wine corner, the beer and wine corner behind the playpen there.
That's right.
People can enjoy a libation. They also have all the food vendors up there. And then, of course, after or during, you can go to one of the restaurants uptown and just have a real experience.
And we also, all the restaurants uptown are coordinating. So every Thursday, they have live music beginning at 8 o'clock. So if you want to stick around uptown and enjoy some additional music, Howard's and Buffalo's and T.W. Boone's, and they're all coordinating together to have musicians. So
literally, you would have the uptown crawl every Thursday.
Every Thursday, there's a Live After Five.
Well, you could go from one restaurant to another and check
them
out. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
Of course.
That's cool.
Utilize the crosswalks.
Utilize the crosswalk. Speaking about that, a huge development for the Festival of Discovery is the fact that you are going to actually close uptown.
We are closing Main Street.
Main Street, yep.
Yep, during the Festival of Discovery, we think this is going to be a great, every year the crowds get larger and larger and larger. We just feel like functionality, closing Main Street is going to be such a huge, huge benefit to our festival, for sure. And DOT is working hand in hand with us. We actually just met with them this morning And we're really excited about
yeah,
this.
You can't just say, I'm closing the road. A lot of people don't understand that. You have to go through DOT and everything, correct?
That's right. That's right. And, you know, most towns, it's probably a little bit easier to close their main street. Ours is a four-lane federal highway. So it's a little bit more difficult. But, I mean, I think from a safety standpoint, it's going to be a lot better because you have a lot of people crossing the road there. And we're just really excited about it.
Sure. Now, I think I talked to Charlie. He was on a month or so ago. But are you actually going to be able to add more vendors, or is the street just going to be closed and you'll still do the barbecue and stuff off to one side and everything?
The barbecue teams will actually be located on Main Street.
Okay.
So we'll have we've counted, we can get about 68 teams on Main Street, and then the rest of them will be scattered around. But we feel like it gives it more of a festival atmosphere. We know, just as well as anybody who attends the festival, it gets a little bit crowded on Saturday.
Yep.
So we feel like this is going to really open things up. And it will allow us to grow if we choose to do so. We already have in excess of 80 barbecue teams that compete in our event, and that's a stellar number of teams, and maybe we don't want to have any more. I mean, we may. It definitely gives us the opportunity to do that if we choose to.
Sure. If somebody knocks on the door, you definitely could say,
we're not going to turn them away.
Exactly. And of course, you know, the thing about Greenwood, which I think is really tremendous, is the fact that even in these down economic times where we've seen other festivals close or become so much smaller, Greenwood, whether it's the Festival of Flowers, the Festival of Discovery, they have all continued to grow.
I think that's because the Festival of Flowers and the Festival of Discovery are so unique. I mean, the Festival of Flowers, one of their huge draws is those topiaries. Where can you go besides Epcot almost to see these things are incredible.
Yeah.
And they're just such an amazing draw from people all over. And I think that's what has these festivals have staying power. You know, barbecue, I can't believe what a big deal barbecue has become. Every time you flip on the Food Channel, there's something about a barbecue competition.
Sure.
And it's just, it's a cool thing to be a part of.
Absolutely. And, you know, a couple of years ago, what was the Food Channel was here.
They were in 2009.
Yeah.
They were, the Food Network came in a... Yeah, that was exciting. I missed that.
You missed that?
I started after that,
yeah.
but I've seen it, and it's such a great.
Well,
way
it's
to
still out there.
Greenwood.
It's still out there as a show, and they show it every once in a while. And
yep.
I'm sure that is expanding the power of Greenwood as far as coming right in here.
We get a lot of feedback from teams, from competition teams, from the judges that come to our event that say that this is just the best event that they compete in, that they look forward to it every year. They only complain about how hot it is. I can't control the weather, but if I could, I would.
Yeah, well, that's the job of a planner, right?
Yeah, I'm not a planner anymore.
Not a planner anymore, Julie. All right, well, we are here with Julie. We got a little off base here, but, you know, the Festival of Discovery is a huge, huge event. Talking to somebody the other day, and they go, you know, what is it? And I said, well, if you haven't been there, it's kind of hard to describe, but if you like blues and if you like barbecue and you like being able to hear different music, this is where you need to come.
Yeah, I think sometimes it's interesting that the folks who live in Greenwood don't know that much about it,
yeah.
But I would encourage everyone to come. It's a great event.
It absolutely
opportunity
is.
To get some good food and hear some great music for free.
Yes, and it's all over Uptown Greenwood, so it's great. Now, of course, we've got Royal Southern Brotherhood. We're going to be talking about them after we come back from the news a whole lot. We're going to play some of their music. We have a song here, Left My Heart in Memphis. But why don't you just give them a little teaser? What were you telling me about the Almond connection here?
I was saying I've obviously been reading up and listening to a lot of music from all the performers that we have, but specifically Royal Southern Brotherhood because they're playing tomorrow. And I was just telling Ann that Devin Almond is the son of Greg Almond, and so unique. I was reading about him, and as an infant, his parents divorced, and he grew up in Texas, far away from his dad. But he always had that draw to music. I guess it's just kind of in his blood. But knowing who his dad was, he wanted to stay away from that type of music that his dad sang. So he tinkered in all these other genres of music and then finally just gave up and said, I guess this is in my blood. And he said once he started playing that same type of music that his dad played just started to click for him. So he didn't meet his dad until he was 16 years old. But he said now they have an amazing connection. And actually, Royal Southern Brotherhood just recently did some touring with the Allman Brothers. So what a cool thing for him to be able to do, to be on stage and sing with his dad. I'm sure that's a nice thing for him to be able to do.
And to think the Allman Brothers are still out there performing. I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
Oh, boy, bringing back some memories here. I was born a rambling man. There you go. Right here on WCRS. Hey, I'm Ann Eller right here with you. Julie Wilkie. When we come back, we're going to play some of their music. We're going to be talking some more about it. We're going to talk about some of the other concerts that will be coming up that you've got to put on your list. And of note, this year, they're breaking it up. The last concert will be Thursday, June 6th, and then they'll come back in the fall. I think that's a great decision. So I certainly hope you're going to stay right with us right here on WCRS right here. And don't forget, you can listen on the stream at WCRS1450AM.net. And, of course, you can download that app to keep us with you wherever you are. Hey, news is up. We'll be back.
For the individual engrossed in McDonald's new Deluxe Angus Third Pounder, the world simply ceases to exist. You savor each bite of thick, juicy 100% Angus beef, topped with crisp red onions and crinkle-cut pickles, oblivious to the fact that the pantsuit you borrowed from your roommate has become a full-body napkin for your fanatical feasting frenzy. Angus Axiom Number 5, ignorance is bliss, or in this case, vice versa. Get lost in one of three new Angus Third Pounders. Only at participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here. Sharp Facets Gallery. You know, Tinsley and Adams and McDonald and Patrick are sponsoring the Royal Southern Brotherhood that are going to be here tomorrow afternoon starting at 6 o'clock. They are from New Orleans, Louisiana. They kind of specialize in a combination of soul, rock, funk, and blues. It's got an interesting combination of people there. Julie, why don't we go through who all's part of the band here?
Sure, okay. On vocals, you have, as I mentioned previously, Devin Allman, and Cyril Neville is one of the Neville brothers. On guitar, you have Mike Zito, and Charlie Wooten is the bassist, and Yonrico Scott is the drummer. And these guys are from all over, and they've all, I think, at some point crossed paths, and a lot of them have played together in previous bands and collaborated in different ways, writing songs, playing together. And there was the brainchild to bring these guys together to form sort of this super group. And I think everyone's going to be really pleased with their sound.
Absolutely. Now, the weather is supposed to be good.
It's like 72, and it's not going to be raining.
That's right.
So
cloudy, a little bit cloudy,
a little cloudy,
which is good.
That's
it's
right.
Good. Yeah, won't make it too hot there in Uptown Greenwood.
Perfect weather for a free concert.
Yeah, that's right. Now, why does the city do this? A lot of people want to know, why does the city do this? Why do we have a free concert in Uptown Greenwood? Why do you do this?
Well, we want to encourage people to come out and see what we have to offer in Uptown. I mean, I don't think a lot of people know what we have. There's a lot of great boutiques and shops and restaurants, and we just want to, it's a community service. It's an opportunity for people to come out to socialize, bring a friend, you know, enjoy a free concert. And maybe when you're done, you go out to dinner at one of the great restaurants we have uptown and just see everything that Greenwood has to offer.
You know, T.W. Booms has been here for years. Polo's has been here for years. Mm-hmm. Howard's keeps expanding back there. He's got a listening room now. T.W. Booms has their own stage area upstairs. And, of course, then Buffalo Wings came in here, mm-hmm. and they've added a second floor. They must be doing okay.
Yeah, and also Millhouse, they've expanded next door. They purchased that building next door, and they have a little space in there to do bands. I think every, you know, they're catching on. People are saying that, you know, Uptown's a pretty cool place to be. You know, I hear a lot of great things from my friends, you mm-hmm. know, that maybe didn't realize everything that Uptown had to offer.
And we do know that she's 32 because she told us
yeah,
earlier.
Yeah, I'm 32. My daughter reminds me almost every day.
Your daughter does.
Almost every day.
So, and so this is all geared to help bring some of the younger folks into Uptown.
We want to bring everybody uptown, but I think, you know, we have a pretty staple crowd that knows what Uptown has to offer. And they keep coming back and coming back because they see how great it is. And then you have a group of folks, you know, that I have people all the time that'll say to me, you know, if I go out to dinner with friends, I'll say, well, hey, let's go, you know, to Mill House. And they'll say, gosh, I've never been here. This is such a cool place. And it's just an opportunity to introduce people to what we have going on uptown. Because, like, myself, I grew up here. I went to Lander. There wasn't a whole lot going on uptown when I was a student. I graduated in 2003 and I moved away. And when I came back here to work, I was astounded at the changes that had occurred in uptown. And if you don't get out and see what's going on, you probably just think we're idle, but we're not.
Well, you know, I think that's the whole thing. Particularly once spring hits, there is so much going on. If you think there is nothing going on in Greenwood, you're not listening, you're not paying attention, because there is a huge amount of stuff going on. I talk about it every day on the Isle of Ann show. So good
stuff.
This
is coming right up on, you know, Live After Five kicks up in April, and it doesn't stop. I mean, festival after festival, and we just like to keep it light and fun, and we want people to come uptown.
Sure, and with the Festival of Flowers, there'll be all these, where they have Gamecock Day and Clemson Day. Now, you have a problem, don't you, with this? Because you have two different support systems here going.
Yes, yes. It's a little stressful. I'm a Clemson fan who graduated from Carolina.
Okay,
my husband
different.
Is a Gamecock. Through and through. I've tried and tried to get him to wear orange when we go to Clemson games. I can barely get him to wear white. But I'm kind of a fan of both, which I know is blasphemy to some people. But, you know, when it comes down to the wire,
right?
I got my orange on.
You got your orange on. Okay. All right. So, but, you know, they'll be having lots of events during the Festival of Flowers. I think they have the Topiary, the Wine Walk. It's not called the Wine Walk.
It's called Topiaries and Tastings. That's
right.
June the 1st.
Yep.
So everything kicks off for the Festival of Flowers on June the 1st. You'll have the kids kick off in I believe it starts at 10, mm-hmm. 10 in the morning, and then the wine, the Topiaries and Tastings Wine Walk that evening, and so everything really starts to ramp up. You'll see topiaries starting to go out in the next 3 weeks, so it's that time of year.
I tell you what, and you can't say enough about your gardener uptown there and the crew. They have worked so hard. I was down there and interviewed and everything. Dwight down there does an awesome job.
We have an excellent crew that works on our uptown for sure. Every, you know, even the governor commented this. She said, this is a beautiful uptown. I mean, you're really hard pressed to find a piece of trash laying around, and they do an excellent job. And I would encourage you to ride through uptown today, because we've made a lot of improvements on the square just today with flowers, and we've got some new planter boxes uptown, and just, yeah, it's definitely Greenwood.
You know, and I think the other thing is, it's really neat that we're growing most all that we're using now. I mean, they're taking the cuttings and making them grow. So that's pretty awesome.
I always forget the word that, you know, but yeah, we're growing our, we have to buy very little seeds now. We have the greenhouses that we're growing our own plants.
Yeah.
And so they're essentially paying for themselves over time, because we don't have to buy seed anymore. We're growing a lot of the plants that are going on the topiaries. I think we had to buy a little bit of seed. But for the most part, the flowers that you see going on the topiaries, we've grown them in-house. And Dwight does an excellent job.
He does do an excellent job, and he's got a great new assistant there.
He does.
Yes,
he
and does. We spent quite a bit of time talking about that. Not only that, I think that when the events are over, here's the thing that always impresses me. Well, it impresses me, one, you got CPW out there putting the electrical in, making sure everything's perfect. And after it's over, I tell you what, the cleanup in our town is just phenomenal. You can't say enough about sanitation and those guys being out there, particularly after the Festival of Discovery. You got barbecue places leaving and everything. The next day, you would hardly know that anybody had been there.
When you go to church on Sunday morning after the festival, it is clean.
I know, it's amazing.
It's amazing. Yeah. I can't say enough good things about those. I love working for the city. It's probably the best team of people I've ever worked with, and everyone really just is all hands on deck. It's always been that way. if you ask someone to do something, they've done it 5 minutes ago. I mean, it's a great team to work with, for sure.
Absolutely. Well, you know, tomorrow, isn't it, the tourist program will be going on.
State of Tourism.
So, right, mm-hmm. be going on. So you're going to learn how, I guess, how Greenwood's doing and how to do futuristically.
Yeah, it's a you can hear about where we've been this mm-hmm. past year and where we're going in right. the future, because I think a lot of people probably don't realize that Greenwood has a lot of tourist attractions. I believe May the 8th, the Peach Belt baseball tournament is going to be at the Jeff May Complex at Lander.
Wow.
I mean,
that's
an amazing draw for Greenwood, and there's always something going on. Maybe people don't realize. I'm sure you've had Kelly McWhorter on.
Yeah. Kelly, we had Laura on. We just had them on 2 or 3 weeks ago. So I tell you what, let's do. Let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. When we come back, Andy, let's just go right into some music. The name of the song is going to be Left My Heart in Memphis, and it is by the Royal Southern Brotherhood. Then we'll come back and wrap it up, so don't you go away. Hey, if you got a question for Julie, you can give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984.
Gold dust at my feet.
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276.
Left my heart in Memphis, down by the lonely river. I come to my senses, it's time to deliver. I can hear, I have a dream. In the night, some last goodbye. Music is my weakness, and I'm just chasing ghosts now. My time from angels, needed them the most now. I can hear church bells ring. I'm just waiting for the waters to subside. Thank you.
All right, I left my heart in Memphis. Well, I don't know. I've got my heart right here in Greenwood, but that is the Royal Southern Brotherhood. They are going to be performing tomorrow evening, starting at 6 o'clock, Uptown Greenwood. Yes, it's an outside concert. If you've never been to some of these events, this is a premier event to get a friend, get together, and just go up and hang out. And gosh, from ice cream to having dinner uptown to a little libation in the adult playpen that they have. That's how I look at it, Julie. I'm sorry. I think it's pretty funny. But, you know, you'll see a lot of friends up there and maybe get together with somebody you haven't seen in a while and just hang out. It's a great opportunity. So that was Royal Southern Brotherhood. It's made up of, it's part Allman Brother.
Part Neville Brother.
Yeah, exactly.
With a splash of some other folks in there.
Exactly. Yeah. So they shook it up real good. They became the Southern Brotherhood. They actually have been traveling with the Allman Brothers. And Julie, you just blew me away when you told me the Allman Brothers are still out there performing.
I know. Well,
I guess old rockers never die, do they? They
not.
Just keep rocking.
They just keep on keeping on.
That's right. So that is tomorrow evening starting at 6 o'clock. It'll be going on. Is it now 8 or 8:30?
It'll be sometime between 8 and 8:30 when we wrap it up. You know, sometimes the band, you know, finishes a little sooner than you want. Sometimes they carry on a little longer, but sometime between 8 and 8:30, we'll wrap it up.
Yep. And you said everybody needs to come out and see some of the new flowers that are up there. Now, when are the topiaries actually going to start making their... I thought that we should have, you know, you have the elephant walk where the elephants come through town. I thought when we put the topiaries out, we ought to have a topiary parade.
A topiary parade, right? Yeah. They don't go out all at one time.
I know they don't.
It would be like a week-long parade.
Yeah.
But yeah, people would camp on the street. Yeah,
that could be fun. But that'll be coming up. Hey, I tell you what, I think another thing, the city taking over the topiaries is terrific because, you know what, you're going to be able to keep them out there during the Festival of Discovery, and that's going to be a first.
That's our goal, is to keep them as healthy as we possibly can. This, a lot of that depends on weather. You know, yeah. If we have a really, really hot June, we might not be able to keep them out there, but, you know, we always aim for that, and, it, you know, they look amazing. I think everyone is going to be really impressed with how nice they look.
Sure. So we've got Tinsley and Adams, McDonald and Patrick sponsoring this great event. That is the Royal Southern Brotherhood. That is tomorrow. Now, what comes up after Royal Southern Brotherhood?
On May the 16th, which is our next concert, we have Soul Driven Train, and they are out of Charleston, and I have heard really great things about them. They're one of those local bands that has a really big following. I'm excited about them. And then coming up on June the 6th will be the Fabulous Expressions. If you recall, they were supposed to kick us off, and they got rained out, so they were kind enough to allow us to reschedule. So June 6th, and the topiaries will be out. And I think that's going to be an excellent opportunity to come out and hear some locals.
Sure.
And I'll give my brother a little plug. He's the drummer for the Fabulous Expressions.
Well,
so
how about that?
He's an excellent drummer.
And what's your brother's name, Julie?
His name's Tyler.
Tyler. Yeah. All right. So Fabulous Expressions will be there on Thursday, June 6th. And then you kind of stop. And then you kick it off in September. What a great kickoff schedule you've got.
We've got on September 5th, the Swing and Medallions, always a local favorite, draws a huge crowd. On September 19th, we have the Alchemistics. They're kind of a reggae-type band. On October the 3rd, we have Roscoe Bandana.
They're from Gulfport, Mississippi. Now, you're bringing in some talent that are traveling way from home.
Yeah, and they are really exciting. I'm really looking forward to that one. And October the 17th, we have Sonia Lee, who is connected with the Zac Brown Band, and I think she's going to be excellent. So, but I would like to say that, you know, we're going to have some giveaways this week at Live After 5, some gift cards.
What are you giving away?
We're giving away some gift cards from some uptown establishments. And
okay.
So if you like to win free stuff, come on out.
So do you have to register, or how does this work?
We're going to do it kind of trivia style.
Trivia style. Okay.
So get involved.
Okay.
I wish I could win.
You can win. That's kind of like my show on Friday afternoon. It's Giveaway Friday, the really dumb, the really stupid. I can't believe I asked that question, but I did. And we give away prize packs. So
I like
that's
it.
A lot of fun. Absolutely.
And I would just like to say also that Royal Southern Brotherhood just came out with their first album, a self-titled album. And so, you know, I would encourage folks to, you know, this is an instant gratification world we live in. Go on YouTube, go on their website, and listen to some of their tunes and come out and support Uptown and enjoy some great music.
Free. It doesn't get any better than free.
And Buffalo Grill is our... is our food vendor this week, so if you hadn't had an opportunity to eat there, you can eat at the Live After Five. They'll be vending food there, so
wow,
it's going to be a great event.
Absolutely. This is what you've been waiting for, folks, is Live After Five to kick off. They did kick off Thursday, April 18th. This is the second concert in the series coming up on the 16th and then on June 6th. Then we take a break for the summer. I think that was a good decision rather than trying to do it in the heat all through the summer.
We already have, you know, June is the Festival of Flowers. July is the Festival of Discovery. August is searing heat.
Yes.
So we decided to... just kick it back up in September.
So I think you made some good decisions there. I know it's always, it's got to be exciting to kick off some new bands and some different bands and try to appeal to a wider audience.
We hope people appreciate, you know, that we're trying to mix it up and that they'll come out and see some of these great musicians that are touring all over the country and even in Australia. Royal Southern Brotherhood was just in Australia playing a blues festival. And so I think, you know, wow, if they're good enough to go to Sydney, then Greenwood ought to come out and hear what they have to offer.
You're absolutely right. Yes. Okay. So they've been in Australia. They're right back here. They're going to be here in Greenwood tomorrow. It's the Royal Southern Brotherhood from New Orleans. They're a combination of, we got soul, rock, funk, and blues. That's quite a combination to put together into one band.
Diverse.
That's diversity.
What we're looking for.
Absolutely, we are. Well, Julie, you know, I know that this is the first time we've had you on the radio with us. It certainly has been a pleasure to have you here, and I certainly hope you'll come back again.
Well, I'll wait for my invitation. Thank you.
All right, we'll give you another one. Hey, you know what this is? WCRS right here in Greenwood. Yes, you are listening to Talk with me, Ann Eller, and tomorrow morning. What is tomorrow morning? Oh, tomorrow morning on the I Love Ann Show, we're going to have a special call-in. Dick Summer is going to be with us. He actually was on, he was the sidekick, listen to this, for Casey Kasem. So, and he has a new book out. It's about staying young. And if anybody could do it, I guess he is. Hey, this is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Tune me in tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock. That's going to do it for me. Again, Julie, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye, everybody.